Square Foot European Spa. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. I was just in there yesterday. Do what I did. Go by and say hello to Chip and the whole gang, Dubby, Steven. Yeah, go by and get the gear that this man uses to catch the fish. That is Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Good morning.
And you know what? You can walk right out of the store in the parking lot, and there's enough water in their ditch right there to test out the lures you just bought. You know what I'm saying?
The nice thing is, 3 Mile Creek, you can go ahead and launch right there and run from run out to the river and then out to the bay. Holy cow, have we had some flooding conditions over the last 3 weeks. Barry steam plant reading going above 12 and moving on up. I mean, what is the normal shutdown for Barry? What, 6 or 7?
6 or 7 is about where you start to get influence down at the lower end of the bay. When you start getting double digits like we're at right now, and it's not even crested, and I was down there, by the way, over the weekend. I fished down that way on the weekend, and it's as muddy as I've ever seen it just about for any time of the year. When you start getting to those levels, you've got, fresh water, influence all the way down through the sound, a lot of water hyacinth, a lot of debris in the water. If you're out running, if you do decide to go out and run around, do whatever, keep your eyes open, because there is really a lot of debris out there in the bay right now.
So what does that mean for Captain Bobby Abrascato when we get these huge slugs of fresh water coming into our brackish and saltwater system? What do you do? How do you find fish?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. There's still the local tidal rivers kind of still, as long as we don't get a lot of local rain, the local tidal rivers is where the trout are going to be. They're not going to go out in the bay. There's just no salinity out there. And they're kind of locked off into the tidal rivers. Now, they get kind of hard to catch, especially when we get a deluge locally, which I don't think we're really going to get a lot of. So that's an opportunity. The biggest opportunity, man, when it gets like this, is to get out there and get in the marsh and get in the, the smaller rivers / bayou creeks and that sort of thing. Particularly that line, the western side of Mobile Bay and the northern end of the Sound, and get down there. You can catch on the days that you can't get out on the outside, which we'll talk about in a second, but you can catch redfish there. They're tolerant of fresh water. They're not going anywhere either, and they're always willing to eat no matter how cold it gets, On the days that you do get a nice day weather-wise, wind-wise, you can get out there and fish, the close-in structure for pick, you can just check any species you want, because you're going to catch a variety of fish out there, in the form, of course, of redfish, sheephead, black drum, white trout, snapper, probably even, just a variety of stuff. Just going out there with some fresh natural bait or gulp works really well out there. You can drift the bars at the mouth of the bay and along the west end, and out around Sand Island. There's redfish, big bull redfish to be caught there. Again, all of that is very weather sensitive, but if you can get the right day, that's a lot of fun, and I do a lot of that this time of year.
What about, you mentioned those redfish out there, what about any ground mullet, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing, too. It's like I said, you could go through Dr. Bob Shipp's book of saltwater species and drop down, and you're liable to catch anything that's in that book, right now. And it's fun, a lot of white trout, that sort of thing. So it's just one of those kind of fun things where you can go out there and just catch a whole smorgasbord of fish, never really know, from one drop to the next what you're going to catch. You don't need any big tackle either. You can go out there with your trout tackle, and you'll catch, if you start catching those big bull reds in deep water, sometimes that's a bit of a struggle, but other than that, you can just go out there with the same tackle you've been using all winter on the inshore species.
All right, let's talk about getting a trip booked with you, maybe when this water comes down, some spring fishing. How do they do it?
A-Team Fishing is the easiest way, and it'll give you all of our contact information. There's a nice little collage that we put together from some of our trips last year, too. If you want to, if you get rained on and can't get out of the office, at least take a look at, what it looks like to fish. Kind of keep your interest up a little bit.
I love it, man. Captain Bobby, thank you, man. We'll check you next week, and Happy New Year.
All right, gang. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.